Operators of nuclear power plants are required to put aside money during the plant's operation to fund cleanup of the site once the plant is shut down. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has written letters to 18 power plants that the NRC says have not been putting enough money into the decommissioning fund. One of the plants is the Point Beach facility near Two Rivers. NRC spokesperson Victoria Mittlang says the commission knows there's a recession on.
However, ultimately, the amount needs to match what was projected as the decommissioning cost originally. So, no, the companies have to address those issues.
Mittlang says the utility should develop a payment plan now for whether or not the economy improves. Sarah Cassidy is a spokesperson for Next Era Energy, a subsidiary of Point Beach's owner, Florida Power and Light. Cassidy says market conditions have contributed to the decommissioning shortfall, but she says Point Beach isn't shutting down anytime soon.
We have an approved 20-year license extension at Point Beach, and we fully expect to operate Point Beach for its full license period. This long-term investment horizon over the remaining life of Point Beach will help ensure that significant decommissioning funding will be in place at the time that it's needed.
But the NRC says companies should be prepared in case their nuke plant shuts down suddenly and cleanup needs to start sooner than expected. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.